Boy, what a difference a week makes for you guys on defense, losing DJ. How are you guys reacting to that, rallying around, and what kind of opportunity does this create for you?
Man, everybody just knows we got to pick up the slack. You know, DJ and Mike DeVito, they're both really good players. So, I mean, you can't really go out there and try to be that person. You got to just, they both have to make a combined effort to just play a little harder and lock in a little better.
So what do you feel like you need to do to help fill that role, help fill that void?
Just go out there and play with the most effort, energy, you know, passion, things I know I can do, and just play my game. Don't try to be somebody I'm not. Just go out there and just do what I know how to do.
It's a lot of communication involved with your specific spot. How do you do that around a group of guys?
I mean, just keep doing things I've been doing. You know, I played that position throughout training camp and early in the season. So, I mean, it's nothing different. I'm not doing anything different that I haven't done before. So, I mean, I know that. They know that, too. So, I just go out there and play.
And as if all that's not bad enough, that, you know, the changes that have occurred in the last week, now you got to go to Denver in week two. That would really, I think, complicate things, I would think.
I mean, I wouldn't say complicate. I'd say it's just opportunity, you know. They're a really good football team, and we're a really good football team. So, I mean, I just see it as an opportunity, a great opportunity to play against one of the better teams in the NFL and just show everybody what we can do.
What are the keys to slowing down that offense?
Stopping the run. Stopping the run, number one. Force them to get long down and distances. Same thing everybody else tries to do, really. So, I mean, just play our game plan. Don't get out of the realm of what we do, and just play hard.
How much growth do you feel you've made as a player overall since you've gotten here with the staff, and also specifically against the run?
A lot. Now I feel way more comfortable now than I did, you know, last season when I got in the little times I did. You know, I feel a lot better playing the run and the pass. So I mean, it's just. Just getting more reps, and this week I've been feeling better so far, you know, so just got a couple more days left.
You feel like teams are going to try and test you guys on the inside in the running game more?
I wouldn't see why not. I mean, we're in the beginning of the season, we were backups, so if I was them, I would do the same thing. So, but I mean, we got to prove what we can do when we get out there.
People talk about how Peyton spreads the ball around. He does, man. He throws it on the inside. I mean, he throws it in the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. How much does their passing game test the linebackers and coverage?
It tests pretty good. You know, he does a lot of under routes and stuff like that with Welker and the other slot receivers. So, I mean, at the end of the day, if we just follow our rules and our coverage of what we're doing, then we'll be fine.
Do you let yourself get excited for this opportunity? Kind of a full-scale opportunity here?
I'm excited every time I get to play. You know, it's a blessing. Every time I get to put my pads on, my cleats on. So, I mean, it's a big opportunity for me. So, I mean, I understand that, and I'm just embracing it.